Artillery pieces?
Yes, sir. About 2 dozen. Some of them look primitive. Catapults, ballistae, that sort of thing. But a lot of it was modern stuff.
And they were still in the process of moving them into position?
The big guns, yes.
The command bunker of Forward 19, normally a hive of activity, grew quiet, and the eyes of every adjutant and guardsman in the cramped earthen shelter were on the conversation going on between the colonel and the three bedraggled men who had just hauled themselves back across no man's land. So far, the war had been one of attrition, but the introduction of artillery on the side of the archenemy rendered the Imperial forces impotent. No longer would the Chaos forces need to rely on manpower alone, and no matter how many guardsmen manned the thousands of kilometers of trench, there wasn't much they could do against artillery shells flying overhead and reducing Amadis to scrap.
And how long do you estimate before those guns will be operational, Trooper?
A couple of hours, tops.
Of course, the low-tech stuff is already up and running. If they wanted to...
A thief and an expert tactician now, Trooper. I'm well aware of the capabilities of their archaic weaponry. But quite frankly, I'm more concerned about those siege engines that are about to start pounding the city. Linkmel, get me a line to Amadis Command.
Linkmel removed the Vox unit from his back and, setting it upon a table strewn with battle maps and order sheets, began manipulating the dials in an attempt to get a clear signal.
He's got that look in his eye again. What do you think he's going to do?
What can he do? The city's surrounded by the enemy, so an evacuation or retreat is out of the question. Amadis Command won't have time to press gang any more bodies to reinforce. And besides, what good would it do if they did? A bigger audience for the pyrotechnics display?
You've been spending too much time around Tarek. You just sound as callous as he does.
Their tattooed comrade bristled at this and narrowed his eyes at the chubby guardsman. Murtok's usual shock of auburn hair was camouflaged under a layer of rapidly drying mud, and, like the other two men, he was covered in wounds picked up on their rapid dash back across the kilometers of mire. Patches of crimson blood were all that broke the monotony of brown their uniforms had become.
Have a line, sir! It's a weak one, though. I'm not sure how long I'll be able to maintain it.
The colonel grabbed the handset from the Vox trooper, and through static, cracks and pops, he was able to deliver his warning. No response came, and after several tense moments of Linkmel twiddling dials, a faint reply carried across the airwaves.
Maintain your position. Enforcement on way. Hold line. Repeat. The line.
Please repeat, Amadis Command. What kind of reinforcements? How long before they get here?
Parties. Hold.
The garbled signal cut off abruptly, and this time Linkmel couldn't reinstate it. After several tense minutes, he abandoned trying to raise Amadis Command and shook his head in the colonel's direction. The lithe officer simply ran a hand through his beard and stared off into the distance at nothing in particular, deep in contemplation. Then, his reverie suddenly broken as if struck between the eyes by an invisible pellet, he addressed the anticipative soldiers in the bunker.
It seems obvious to me, men, that there is only one course of action open to us now. We are going over the top.